Mima Visalli is withdrawing some cash from an ATM machine.
I'm only allowed to take 100 euros a month. For anything over that, I have to use the special rechargeable debit card to do my shopping.
That special debit card is how she receives her reddito di cittadinanza, or basic income. Mima is 58 years old and has been unemployed since 2012. Since then, she's hardly earned any money.
My family has helped me a lot, and my partner. You live on other people's help. In return, you do what you can so you don't feel like a parasite.
She signed up to the new Citizens Income Scheme earlier this year and now receives 276 euros each month. 276 euros is not exactly the 780 the five-star movement promised before last year's election. A minimum monthly income was the centerpiece of its election campaign, and the party scored the largest number of votes. Its leader, Luigi Di Maio, had high hopes for the scheme when it was introduced.
With a new pension scheme and the basic monthly income, we will have abolished poverty.
But because of various rules, Mima and others like her end up getting just 276 euros. The scheme hasn't ended poverty, and it's not really a basic income, according to Felice Roberto Pizzuti. He's professor of economics at the University of Rome. He says it's more like an unemployment benefit.
The money is given to people who live below the poverty line, which in Italy is 780 euros. But this support has conditions attached to it.
And Mima has been finding out about these conditions. After 7 years of unemployment, she just wants to find a job. In return for the monthly handout, she has to do voluntary work for 8 hours a week and be open to offers at a job center.
Buongiorno.
I'm registered on several websites, but finding a job isn't easy. The first handicap is my age. The second problem, and this makes me bitter, is that companies don't want highly educated people. They're too expensive.
Mima is allowed to refuse two jobs, but she has to accept the third one. Otherwise, she loses her benefits. Claudia Foschi is a consultant at one of the many job centers in Rome.
Can you tell me something about your education?
I graduated in political science and I can read and write correctly in English and French.
Mima is a classic example of someone who needs guidance to get back into the job market.
The consultant was very nice and she took her time to listen to me. But I think it'll be hard to find a job because of my age and the lack of understanding about my experience.
Around 11% of the Italians are unemployed. The basic income is aimed at getting them back into the workforce. But the scheme is expected to cost around 8 billion euros a year, money that Italy doesn't have. EU officials in Brussels are worried about Rome overspending. But Professor Pizzuti points out that fewer people than expected have applied for the monthly handout.
Ci sono persone o famiglie.
There are people who might need this money, but who are too ashamed to apply for it. Others are afraid to open up about their financial situation because they might have income that they're hiding from the taxman.
And people like Mima have received less money than they thought. As a result, she says, the new scheme hasn't changed her life.
It's nice to have some cash in my pocket, but no, it hasn't changed my life. The amount is too low. The money's quickly gone.
The five-star movement has tried to do something to solve one of Italy's biggest problems, growing poverty. But transferring billions of euros into the basic income scheme doesn't seem to be the solution. The real answer lies in providing work, and reducing investment in infrastructure, innovation and education doesn't create new jobs and economic growth, which is what the country really needs. Angelo von Schaik, DW, Rome.